Confusing times for James. On one occasion during the retreat, observing the sun near the horizon, he found himself quite unable to decide whether it was early morning or late afternoon. But he had been right. The line was held. The great German offensive spent itself, and the tide began to turn. His penciled scrawl gives way to pen and ink and quite respectable writing paper. He was back where he started in Yorkshire, now as an officer cadet. The armistice came while he was still under training. His recollections of the celebrations were a little hazy. His colleagues reported that he spent armistice night in the camp incinerator pit. He participated in what was technically a mutiny, but was in fact a protest march in support of early release, and the authorities turned a blind eye. He received his commission, and by the spring he was back at the studio. And at last he got married. Before long he found himself with a growing family to provide for. Business was bad. His assistants had to make do with reduced wages, and his wife with less for the housekeeping. The golden age he had known in his youth was gone forever. With his immediate problems, the events about which he had written in these letters will have receded from his mind, but not entirely. Once in a while, sitting quietly of an evening, he would start violently in his chair if a passing car suddenly backfired, or at an unexpectedly loud clap of thunder, to the amusement of his uncomprehending children. And after recounting some alarming experience or other, he would murmur, by way of emphasis, "I have not been so frightened since the war." But that stern military world had not quite seen the last of this unlikely figure. In his 60s, he was to be found again on patrol, this time with armband and walking stick, in what has become known as Dad's Army. But that is another story.